Today we're building a chopped tile texture in Ableton Live 12 using an automation-first workflow, and the goal is pure jungle and old-school drum and bass energy. Not just a dusty background loop, but a living rhythmic layer that answers the drums, fills gaps, and gives your track the handmade, off-grid feel. Now, the big idea here is this. Instead of carving every chop into a bunch of static audio edits, we're going to treat the texture like a performer. We'll shape it with automation, clip envelopes, and a bit of resampling so it evolves across the arrangement. That means more movement, more groove, and way more control when the bass line and break start hitting hard. So first, pick your source material with drums in mind. The best results usually come from something with transient detail and a little body. A dusty vinyl rip works, a funk break fragment works, a percussion loop works, and honestly, a resampled piece from your own drum bus can work even better. That's the advanced move, because the texture inherits the actual groove of your track. It already belongs in the rhythm section. If you're starting from a sample, drop it into Sampler or place it on an audio track. If it has clear hits, slice mode is a great choice. If you want more control over the chop placement, you can keep it as audio and manually arrange the fragments. The point is not to overpolish it. Jungle textures live in the slight instability. Next, build a device chain that's automation friendly. Keep it lean. A really solid stock chain is auto filter, then saturator, then redux or drum bus, then echo or delay, then utility at the end. Optional reverb can go on a return track later. Start with the filter first so you can shape tone immediately. Put saturator after that to add grit. Add redux or drum bus for edge and aliasy character. Then echo or delay for rhythmic tail motion. Finish with utility, so you can manage width and keep the low end under control. As a starting point, don't go crazy. Keep the filter somewhere in the low pass zone, maybe around 300 Hz to a few kilohertz depending on how dark you want it. Add a few dB of saturation, enough to dirty it up but not flatten it. Use redux slightly if you want that crusty sampled feel. And with utility, remember that anything bass sensitive should stay mostly mono. Now for the rhythm itself. This is where a lot of people overcomplicate things. You do not need a giant edit session. You want a one bar or two bar loop with a chopped pattern that breathes around the break. Think in fragments, not full phrases. Let one chop land just before the snare, let another respond after the snare, then leave a little hole before the next kick. That empty space is part of the groove. If you're in Live 12, use clip envelopes and loop controls to shape this before you start reaching for detailed edits. You can slice the source into 1/16 THS, 1/8 THS, or irregular fragments, then arrange them so they feel like they're being played rather than pasted. And for that old-school jungle feel, don't make it grid perfect. Shift a few hits a little early or late. Just a few milliseconds can make the whole thing feel more human and more like a record being nudged by hand. Now comes the key part. Automation. This is the main performance layer. We're not treating the texture as a fixed sample bed. We're automating it like we're riding the record live. Focus on cutoff first. Automate the auto filter cutoff through the phrase so the texture starts darker and gradually opens up. Then bring in small moves on resonance, saturation drive, echo feedback, and utility width. A really strong pattern is to keep the first few bars restrained and darker, then slowly open the top end and add a touch more drive as the section develops. On the last beat, before a drop or switch up, pull the cutoff down briefly and spike the feedback or saturation for a second. That little gesture feels very musical, almost like the record sucked inward and then snapped back out. That's the kind of motion that makes jungle arrangements feel alive. One useful mindset here is to automate with different intensity every 4 bars. So maybe bars 1 to 4 are restrained, bars 5 to 8 get a bit more edge, bars 9 to 12 open a little wider or brighter, and bars 13 to 16 reset or transition. That keeps the part evolving without turning it into a busy sound design demo. Remember, jungle usually tolerates grime better than clutter. If you want even more control, bring the source into Sampler and use slice mode for micro chops. Set the slice sensitivity so it catches the transient details, then play those slices from MIDI. That gives you a more playable feel, especially if you want to create a broken rhythm that answers the breakbeat in real time. Keep the release short so it stays tight. A small transpose drop, maybe 2 to 5 semitones, can also make the sample feel darker and less modern. Another advanced trick is to automate the start position or tiny reverse feeling motions on select hits. You do not need dramatic reverses everywhere. Just a few micro-rollback gestures before a snare or fill can give the illusion that the record is being pulled back for a split second. That's a classic old-school flavor. Now let's talk groove. This texture has to sit inside the pocket with the break. You can apply a swung groove template or borrow groove from a break-heavy sample. Start around the middle range, maybe somewhere in the 50s to low 60s%, if you want a controlled shuffle. If the part is fighting the snare, adjust timing first before you mess with velocity. And if the chop is poking through too hard, reduce transient sharpness before you simply turn it down. Softer fades, a little drum bus transient reduction, or a small EQ dip in the crowded mid-range can solve that without killing the presence. Also, keep this drums first. This isn't a pad, it's a percussion layer. If muting it suddenly makes the kick and snare feel stronger, you're probably in the right zone. If the break loses punch, simplify the rhythm. For space, use return tracks instead of drowning the insert chain in reverb. A short room or plate works well. Think small, sampled space rather than lush modern wash. Keep the decay short, maybe around half a second to just over a second. Add a little pre-delay. Roll off the low end and some of the high end so the ambience feels like part of the groove, not a cloud sitting on top of it. In the intro, you can let it breathe a bit more. In the drop, keep it drier and more centered so the kick, snare, and sub stay dominant. Once the automation feels good, resample it. This is very much a classic DNB move. Print the result to a new audio track, then consolidate the best bar or two. Now you can cut that resampled pass, reverse a tiny section, or replace a fragment against the drums. This is where the texture starts to feel more like a crafted performance, and less like a loop. If you want, do two passes. One dirtier and more aliased, one cleaner. Layer them subtly. The clean one gives you timing clarity, and the dirty one gives you weight and hiss. At this stage, think about arrangement. In an intro, the chopped vinyl layer can start as just crackle and upper texture, then gradually bring in the rhythmic fragments. In the drop, it should get simpler and sit behind the break rather than competing with it. In a switch-up, or turnaround, let it take the spotlight for a bar or two with wider tails, a filter dive, or a reversed hit. That contrast is what makes the section feel like a new chapter without changing your whole sound palette. And here's a really important teacher note. If the part starts feeling too busy, simplify the rhythm before you simplify the tone. Jungle can handle a lot of grime, but it doesn't like clutter. The listener should feel the texture more than they should consciously track every single chop. So if you want to practice this properly, build a two-bar version first. Use a short break fragment or vinyl sample. Put it through auto filter, saturator, and utility. Create a chop pattern with around 6 to 10 fragments. Automate the filter so bar 1 stays dark and bar 2 opens a little. Add a small saturation boost near the end. Send a touch to a short reverb return. Then resample it and drop in one reversed fragment before a snare. Finally, test it in context with kick, snare, and sub running full force. The goal is simple. Make it feel like a purposeful rhythmic artifact, not background noise. A useful texture, a bit of vinyl attitude, something that breathes with the break, moves with the arrangement, and gives your jungle or old school DNB track that handmade, chopped up character that feels impossible to fake with a stack loop.